Moving on to, let's see, there was a state issue concerning, this was the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee approving legislation that would require banks that want to do business with state and local governments to certify they don't and won't discriminate against a firearm entity.
Exactly. And so here's the interesting dynamic about this Senate concurrent resolution. It's SCR 1007. It is the same, essentially, bill that Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed last year. So they're not sending it back to the governor for another presumptive veto. They're going to put it on the ballot. And this is going to be one of probably more than a dozen measures that the legislature is going to put on the ballot for Arizona voters to decide.
And they can do that. Those are legislative initiatives.
That is the interesting thing about our state and how we can make laws. We can make laws through legislative action, which is a bill sent to the governor and signed by the governor. But with a Republican-controlled legislature and a Democratic governor, that's kind of a complicated process. We can make laws by putting things on the ballot. Citizens can put things on the ballot if they gather enough signatures. And the legislature can refer things to be put on the ballot, which is what this is. And laws are made by the courts. The courts decide what the law is in many instances, and that becomes then the law. So this Senate concurrent resolution is going to be something that we as Arizona citizens vote on. And what this would do is essentially require that banks doing business in the state of Arizona not discriminate against a, quote, firearm entity.
Hmm.
And the penalty for discriminating against a firearm entity is that that institution would be denied access to any government contract worth $100,000 or more. So there are some other states that have already enacted similar laws: Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma. And interestingly, and what the opponents to this law say is, well, they'll leave. Rather than comply, they just go. And we've seen anecdotally that in the states that have similar laws, some banks have decided to simply leave the state rather than comply. You have, for instance, Citigroup, which announced several years ago that it would not do business with retailers who sell firearms to customers who have not passed a background check or who are younger than 21. Well, with that policy in place, it will be interesting to see what role Citigroup has in our state if this ballot initiative is passed.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, the legislature sends hundreds of bills to the governor. If the bills are sent to a governor of the same political party as the legislature, they generally get signed.
Right.
If the bills are sent to a governor of a different party, sometimes they get signed, sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. This is an end round, if you will, of that process.
To go directly to the voters.
Directly to the voters.
That's going to be interesting. You think there are going to be about 12 legislative initiatives that are going to
be. What I read was there may be as many as 16.
Oh, my goodness.
16.
Oh, boy. All right, Don Luce, we're going to take a break right here. We'll have more with Attorney Don Luce. It's the Buckmaster Show on a Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back.